Jamie Roberts was home when she heard the landslide come down, but through luck, its deadly pathway just missed her house. Since November 20th, 2023, she hasn't stayed in her home on Zamovia Highway.
The event was so, sensory overwhelming that, I knew for myself I would have a hard time being there and feel relaxed and have it be my refuge.
Recently, she and her husband, Greg, decided to leave town, not only because of feeling unsafe in their home, but also because of the housing crisis that Wrangell faces.
I have a lot of mixed feelings about it, but it will be good.
Even though the landslide happened 11 miles south of town, it was detrimental to the community. The lives lost were beloved community members. The response was immediate the night of the slide. Search and rescue and their canines searched for bodies, and the State Department of Transportation cleared up and fixed the road, although it ultimately took weeks. The Wrangell community also went into action the following days, boating residents from the south side of the slide to town. Rooms at Wrangell's lodgings were made available to anyone who didn't feel safe, and community members gathered donations to help those in need. State geologists reported that the slide was caused by excessive amounts of rain in a short amount of time, even for a rainforest. Roberts and her husband raised their children in Wrangell, and she says she has always felt it was a safe place for her family. But over the years since the landslide, she's kind of been in autopilot mode. Roberts says that they've moved 5 different times because the housing has been temporary.
If people offered us a place, for a month, we took it and then just looked for the next thing.
She says it's been a lot of packing up, unpacking, re-nesting, trying to settle into life before it was time to pick up and do it all over again.
I feel like I've really been in just fast forward motion.
She says processing what happened, emotionally processing it, has been slow.
When I finally take time to slow down, I'm sure I'll be able to, have some healing happen over the last year, because, definitely some compiled losses. But I don't know, it's a good thing, I guess, I've had something to really keep me busy and keep me focused on, being of service.
She says being of service has helped her healing process, though. She's a swim coach and recently has been substituting as a teacher at the school. Roberts and her husband decided to buy a house just outside of Eugene, Oregon, but she wanted to stay in Wrangell until the end of swim season if enough kids signed up. The season just ended this past weekend.
I thought, well, then I'm so close to the 1-year anniversary of the slide, so why not stay for that, in hopes that maybe there was some kind of community event, or a healing circle or something. So I actually have my flight arranged to leave the day after.
She says this move might give her the space to process the past year, but she still imagines she will find ways to be of service in her new community.
I think my patterns of dealing with either grief or trauma, that it's going to be okay because I'm going to have time where, everything that I'm involved in and that keeps me busy, how many hours a day, is just all going to go away.
Another Wranglerite that the landslide severely impacted is Christina Florschutz. She's the only survivor and lost her husband and house during the catastrophic event. Rescuers found her near the slide debris the following day. Florschutz left Wrangell just a few weeks ago to live in Kodiak with her son. She wasn't available for a recorded interview, but through an email, she says that the compassion Wranglerites gave her helped her tremendously in her healing process. And like Roberts, being of service also helped her. Florschutz returned to working at the school, which brought her joy and satisfaction. In addition, she says she has coped with the loss by the care and counsel of other widows. Another form of self-care that has helped Florschutz over the past year is getting enough exercise, like riding her bike. She says it helps her sleep at night. Additionally, reading has helped, especially reading about science. She says that this taught her that actions can influence feelings. One example is purposefully smiling, which has brought her feelings of happiness. Florschutz is creating a website to share her story and wants others to share their stories too. It's called IamAMiracle.org. As for the community of Wrangell, borough manager Mason Villarma says that without the grit and support of local residents, they wouldn't be where they are today.
What makes this community so remarkable is everybody supports each other, and we get through tough times and build back better. And we did exactly that over this last year. It's an emotional time coming up on the one-year mark. Obviously, the scar is still in the mountainside when we all go past it.
He says the borough has done a lot in public safety that corresponded to the landslide, like actively updating its emergency operation plan. As Wrangellites reflect over the past year since the landslide, the community has shown its resilience to carry on. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.